For the first time in 15 years, an American man will play in a major tennis final. That is because two American men have advanced to the same semifinal match of the U.S. Open, meaning no matter which of them wins, an American will advance. A sign, perhaps, that the men are carrying their weight. NPR sports correspondent Becky Sullivan is here. Hi, Becky.
Hi, Mary Louise.
Really? It's the first time in 15 years an American guy is going to play a major tennis final?
Yeah. The last one was Andy Roddick at Wimbledon way back in 2009, and he lost that match. So if we're talking about winning one of the four Grand Slam tennis tournaments, an American man hasn't done that in more than 20 years. Roddick was the last one to do so. He won the U.S. Open back in 2003. So, I mean, that was like a different world. Since then, men's tennis has been dominated by European superstars like Roger Federer, Rafael Nadal, Novak Djokovic, have dominated since then. And Djokovic is still very much in it. He just won the gold medal at the Olympics this summer. And so that was, you know, a big change for things with Americans in tennis. They used to really own the sport or at least regularly contend for Grand Slam titles. So this 21-year title drought, by far the longest in the history of the sport for American men. Now these two are hoping to change it.
And tell us who these two are who are hoping to try to end that drought.
Yeah, so these guys are Francis Tiafoe and Taylor Fritz. Their stories begin, you know, a decade or more ago when U.S. tennis really decided we need to start investing in the next generation of players. Both of these guys have been a part of that effort. So they've known each other since they were kids. Fritz is the son of two professional tennis players. He's probably the better player, I would say, of the two these days. He's won the past few matchups between them. I think he'll be the favorite to win this semifinal tomorrow. On the other hand, Tiafoe is the fan favorite. He's a bigger draw for the crowd. He's got truly an amazing personal story, Mary Louise. He's the son of two immigrants from Sierra Leone who came to the U.S. in the 90s to escape civil war. Tiafoe's dad worked as a construction worker who helped to build a major youth tennis prep center in suburban Washington, D.C. Dad eventually became a custodian there while his mom worked night shifts as a nurse. And so the kids, including Francis, literally slept at the tennis center at times, was able to train there for free, where he was noticed by a big-time coach in the rest of his career. It's history. So now he's back in the semifinals at the U.S. Open. He did reach this same stage back in 2022, but lost to the Spanish star Carlos Alcaraz. So for both of these guys, for Fritz and Tiafoe, a win tomorrow would be the best result so far of their careers.
Okay, but to get that win, they will have to beat whoever's on the other side of the net, and that will be...
Absolutely, yeah, it's no joke. So one of the players in the other semifinal takes place tonight is the number one player in the world. That's the Italian Jannik Sinner right now, who was actually just in the news for having tested positive for performance-enhancing drugs earlier this year. He was cleared by tennis anti-doping officials for that, cleared to play after making the case that his physical therapist had used a steroid cream on himself to treat a cut and then didn't wash his hands before treating Sinner afterward. So he's cleared. He's playing tonight. He'll face Daniel Medvedev, who won the U.S. Open back in 2021. Just really, it's an incredibly competitive men's field this year. The final will take place Sunday.
And meanwhile, Becky, the American women, are we still showing them how it's done?
Absolutely, yeah. So there is at least one American woman who's going to be in the semifinals. That's Emma Navarro, who qualified yesterday, making this the best Grand Slam run of her career so far. There is another American woman also playing tonight for the slot in the other semifinal. That's Jessica Pegula, who has a tough draw tonight against the top-ranked woman in the world, who is a Polish star named Iga Swiatek. Of course, the American women weren't quite so overshadowed, not quite as big deal with them, with the same way the men were, because you had Serena and Venus Williams all these years, and then Coco Gauff won the U.S. Open just last year.
And NPR's Becky Sullivan. Thanks.
You're so welcome.